This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, we mark one of this year's two great operatic bicentennials. 200 years ago this May, Richard Wagner was born in Leipzig. And 200 years ago this week, a baby was born in an Italian town midway between Bologna and Milan. When his father, a local innkeeper, registered the baby's birth with the local French imperial authorities, the boy was given a properly French official first name, Joseph. But nobody called him that. They called him Giuseppe, Giuseppe Verdi. Giuseppe Verdi's operas include Aida, Rigoletto, La Traviata, Nabucco, lots more famous operas. And for more on the life and works of Giuseppe Verdi, here is John Mauchieri, who's an American conductor, producer, and arranger, who joins us from London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
200 years ago, Verdi was born, and we're still talking about him, and his operas are performed all over. Why is Verdi so enduring?
Well, you know, I think one of the incredible achievements that he had, besides the fact that he wrote 30 operas, which makes his input into the repertory huge, was that he had this ability to create popular music dramas that were about something. So there's this kind of earworm music where you get these tunes that you just know you're from the day you're born, seemingly. And yet, when you see the operas, you realize that they're actually about important subjects, which are just as important today.
When you say important subjects, I guess Traviata is about sexual mores.
Wait a minute. Let's go even further than that. I mean, has anybody put a prostitute on a stage as the main character, and she's the best person in the story? Mm-hmm. I mean, all the guys around her who are pretending to be this and that, you know, they're all cowards and they're hypocrites, and she's the one who becomes the most valuable, most courageous heroine on the stage.
Aida was hardly contemporary, but you would say it also raised a big issue.
That one, like a number of Verdi operas, is about racism. I mean, you know, the slave girl, who is Ethiopian, i.e. black African, is in love with the military leader, who is Egyptian. So that opera deals with racism as well as imperialism and slavery. So there you are again.
So when these operas were first staged, people could expect great tunes, but also some drama that resonated with important concerns about life and society.
Yeah, and those concerns were so important that the censors were always watching, and there were sometimes what we hear about it, riots or demonstrations of the public at some of those premieres, because it was provocative and it was about important issues.
For Italians, is Verdi a latter-day Dante, Petrarch, one of the great Italians in the pantheon?
Yeah, for Italians, there's no question that Verdi stands as the greatest composer they ever produced. He's just the guy. He's just equals music. And that is an extraordinary achievement. After all, the Italians invented opera in 1598. They named it. So for them to choose one person to be on their money, to be the names of their music conservatory, says everything you might want to know about the Italians' attitude toward Giuseppe Verdi.
Is it true, really, that Traviata or Aida actually got bad reviews when they first...
Oh, yeah. When I was a student in college, I did a paper on Verdi in New York, and I went into the archives, and I read the reviews in the New York Times and the New York Herald of the day after the first Traviata, the day after the first Macbeth. They are so condescending, and so they refer to him as Signor Verdi. You know, there's a great review of Macbeth saying, you know, within the first 5 minutes, we realized that Signor Verdi was totally incapable of encompassing Shakespeare's great play. And first of all, he was being reviewed as if it were an opening, a musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber. That's the only thing I could say is that it has the same vitriol that you sense with certain kinds of critics when they talk about Broadway musicals. In other words, he was not Stephen Sondheim. He was Andrew Lloyd Webber. And it would be as if Andrew decided to write a musical based on King Lear.
So who was the Stephen Sondheim of those days? Who was the person who thought was writing great operas? Yeah.
That was a very good question. Generally Wagner.
Wagner, yeah.
Yeah, because he was serious. And that's why when presumably the question was asked after Wagner had written one of his tomes on the theory of the theater, someone came up to Verdi and said, "Maestro Verdi, we've just read Maestro Wagner's books on the theory of the theater. Do you have a theory of the theater?" And Verdi took a moment and said, "Yes, I do. The theater should be full."
Is there a particular moment from a Verdi opera which, if called upon to present the single piece of evidence that demonstrates what this man was all about and what he created, that you would direct the visiting musicologist from Mars to listen to?
Well, that's, of course, the hard question, but what comes to mind is the central moment of the first scene of Act Two of La Traviata.
Che fai? Scrivei al turbamento, a chi scrivei?
Here's why. In the second act of La Traviata, we know that the girl, our Violetta, who is a courtesan, has moved in with her boyfriend, and she's decided to become a middle-class housewife, as it were. Mm-hmm. And Violetta and her beloved meet only for something like 2 minutes in the very center of this act. And she says, "Love me, Alfredo, love me." And she leaves. She leaves him, presumably, forever. And this is why Verdi is so amazing. The scene is totally symmetrical, as if it were built, you know, like a Greek temple. And yet the passion of this little two-minute moment, it's the only moment in that entire 40-minute scene where the two protagonists meet. To say that it's one of the most shattering moments in music theater. And she sings this tune, "Amami Alfredo," which is the motive of her descent toward death. So that, for me, is that great moment.
John Maccieri, thank you very much for talking with us today.
I'm very happy to be with you, Robert.
Conductor John Maccieri talking with us about Giuseppe Verdi, who was born in Italy 200 years ago this week.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.